There are lots of words that come to mind in trying to sum up 2018, but getting it down to just one, that's the challenge that many dictionary publishers and editors take on. And when they find that word, what does that word say about us and our time? In her commentary, Texas Public Radio contributor Yvette Benavides tracks the words of the last few years and traces how we got to 2018's dubious selections.
The end of the year means a look at the word of the year from a variety of dictionaries. The top word, presumably, is a metonym for our collective experience of the year's events. Among the dictionaries that publish these lists is the Oxford. The British publisher's word of the year for 2018 is toxic. Data reveals a 45% increase in the number of times people have looked up the word on its website. After debate and careful consideration, words are selected based on how they reflect the ethos, mood, or preoccupations of that particular year and to have lasting potential as a word of cultural significance. It's a figurative finger on the pulse of society to name what's gone on over the last 12 months. And other dictionaries file suit and list their own words of the year after this kind of deliberation and data mining of their own. A quick scan of past words of the year reveals something else. A decade ago, the word of the year was hypermiling, which denotes the collection of driving techniques that improve a car's fuel efficiency. In 2007, the word was locavore, a person whose diet consists of locally grown or produced food. The year before that, in 2006, the term that reflected our preoccupation was carbon neutral, a process of canceling out a carbon footprint. That first decade of the early aughts shows a concerned consumer proactively seeking ways to improve the planet. Just 1 year after we were introduced to hypermiling, the word that reflected the word for our society was unfriend. At the time, I remember being mildly horrified by the word and its place in the year-end roundup. Is this what our world had come to, this bullying coinage born of the damnable bane of human pastime, Facebook? Today it seems so anemic, and I consider it through a gauzy veil of nostalgia. Refudiate followed that year, a coinage attributed to Sarah Palin to denote a blend of refute and repudiate. While she was largely lampooned for the gaffe, she joins the ranks of those who brought us mashup words like normalcy, brunch, impactful, smog, and motel. We start to see a glimmer of the ways in which just one person in a hissy fit of a tweet storm can bring about change in a language. In the intervening years, equally innocuous terms emerged as resonant with our society. GIF or JIF, selfie, and vaping were number one in 2012, 2013, and 2014, respectively. So those hypermiling locavores moved from concerns of being carbon neutral to something perhaps beyond their proactive control. In 2015, we were on the precipice of something headed our way. That simmering period brought us not a word of the year, but an emoji, the one of a smiley face crying. And that somehow seems appropriate, as it feels like we're all trying to smile through the tears and whistle past the proverbial graveyard just to move through our days when things seem irrevocably broken and, well, toxic. 2016 words of the year from Oxford and Merriam-Webster's were post-truth and surreal, respectively, words that seem more synonymous than not. The Oxford for both the UK and the US also shared the 2017 word, youthquake, the significant cultural, political, or social change arising from the actions or influence of young people. While that word isn't exactly on everyone's lips, the selection was grimly prophetic. Who'd know that only a couple of months later, on Valentine's Day of 2018, the young people of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas in Parkland, Florida, would rock our nation with the power of their conviction to end gun violence after the massacre there that killed 17 classmates and teachers. Our children, some of them too young to vote at the time, started to do the work the rest of us can't seem to manage because of the worst thing that ever happened to them. Youthquake. So now there's a word for what we used to consider unimaginable and nameless. Who'd know indeed that our collective lexicon would move from words like democracy and integrity in 2003 and 2005 to the influence of the dictionary.com word of the year, misinformation, and the related aim of hoaxers to call these children from Parkland crisis actors. Looking ahead, I'd lamentably wager future words of the year to be tender age or climate change or climate change denier. Words matter. That idea gets lost as we live in toxic times when the leader of the country torments reporters and other politicians with schoolyard invectives and whose daily lies are well documented. In gaslighting and other manipulations, words are also used against us and transcend simple denotative communication to larger deceits, no less real for being incredible or absurd or beyond the pale of anything any one of us has experienced before. Language sets us apart from other species. Humans communicate and share information with words. They are the stock in trade, not just of lexicographers, writers, and teachers, but of us all. They are the discrete units of stories. The word of the year, whatever it might be, is somehow imbued with a power to, on its own, tell society's story for a particular year. And it isn't always a very satisfying one. The last few weeks of 2018 won't do much to change the reported resonance of all that is toxic among us or the misinformation that flares out like a wildfire about everything from carbs and keto diets to Kardashians, from climate change to cover-ups and collusion. The poisonous power of fake news takes hold and infects, so much so that out of all the entries in our voluminous lexicon, that's the pair that bubbled up to the top to represent what we're enduring. Toxic misinformation. After January 1st, let's put some unscientific intention and mental muscle behind that required resonance the dictionaries look for. Let's put out lexical vibes born of new mantras. Let's all say things like compassion and equity and justice. Everyone start Googling hope or truth or love or words to that effect.
Texas Public Radio commentator Yvette Benavides is a professor of English and creative writing at Our Lady of the Lake University.